From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. This portion of our program is made possible by FeedWorks USA, serving farmers and agribusiness throughout our region. FeedWorks USA provides livestock feed solutions for farms, feed mills, and others. Information at the website feedworksusa.com or 513-271-4120.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio.
Well, I recently had the opportunity to speak with Angela Thomas. She's with Bonnie Plants about a donation effort where backyard vegetable gardeners can donate their surplus produce. It's called ampleharvest.org.
There is. And again, home gardeners didn't know that there was kind of an organized effort or way for them to find a place to donate it and not let it go to waste. And so Ample Harvest has, like I said, great technology, great mapping on their website where they've connected with these food pantries all around the country. You can type in your zip code, see what's close by, and then I actually see the hours and when they accept donations. And then you can take your tomatoes, zucchini, whatever you have. It doesn't have to be a lot. You know, a small grocery bag is perfect and typically adds up to about 25 pounds if you fill up a grocery bag you have at home.
Once again, that address is ampleharvest.org, sponsored in part by Bonnie Plants. Our pearl of wisdom today comes from a conversation I recently overheard between a little girl and her mother. The little girl asked, "Mama, what happens to old cars when they stop running?" And the mother calmly said, "Someone sells them to your father." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.